Tune in tonight, 6:30, and listen to your Chalk Talk with Coach Mo Moriarty before South and Martinsville get together for the Sectional 14 championship. Last weekend, the Panthers and the Cougars. Tell me about how cold it was and how the rain was during warmups in the first quarter, so I can feel even warmer tonight.
Yeah, it was a pretty miserable night, and it started a good couple hours. As you know, we get there pretty early, a good couple hours beforehand. The rain was coming down, and it was the big kind of raindrops that hit your hat and almost knock it off. And it was about 38 degrees, so it felt good and cold. The only good news was that there wasn't a lot of wind, so that was good. After about the first quarter or so, the rain really slowed up and kind of went away, but it was still a pretty wet night, and I think you saw that. Ben Friel, the ball wasn't coming out of his hands real easily. I think the water had a little bit to do with that, but it was definitely a chilling night, the kind of night where you go up into even the press box and you got to wear long johns and four layers and gloves and all that sort of thing. So not a lot of fun.
But as we move forward tonight, should be a very mild kickoff tonight, so a little bit of a respite. Easier for everybody's hands to get warmed up, easier for everybody to get warmed up, including the fans watching. But what did we learn in the sectional game last week? We know when two city rivals get together, it's kind of tough because it's so different than just – it is not just another game. But it looked like Jake Johnson found some joy in Chris Bamba hooking up. The running game was moving along. Give us your thoughts on what we saw last week and how that's going to translate to Martinsville in tonight's sectional championship.
Yeah, I think what we learned a couple different things. We'll start with Jake Johnson, and I think what we learned there is maybe we need to, at least until it happens, we need to stop paying attention and worrying about whether he's going to break. Kid's been playing great, taking every opportunity, continues to make all the right plays, make all the right decisions, take care of the ball. That looks like it's going to be the way going forward. That's how it was with Gavrievsky. So Jake Johnson's been sitting around. He's been playing JV. They feel great about him, and I think you're going to continue to see that kind of play. So
Pretty similar to Gavrievsky in the sense that he's a good decision maker, he's shifty, and he's got a moxie that Coach Mo loves.
Yeah, I mean, he's a great decision maker. Coach Mo talks about him stepping up as a leader already. So he's jumped in there and said, hey, let's go, and has taken over. And that's great to hear. So, you always worry, is something going to happen? And I think the answer is he looks like he stepped in pretty seamlessly. He's a little different in that he's maybe more of a runner than a passer. But if they're running the ball better, then they're going to have play action. You'll even have that much more effect. And I think that's what you saw with the passes to Chris Bamba is you saw the safeties kind of suck up into a run fake, and he was able to wait a minute and get good protection. That's another thing we learned last week is the protection up front is starting to settle back in after some injuries, and he was able to hit Bamba down the middle of the field a couple times for the big play, and that just makes it more dangerous.
And we saw that as well in game number one when he came in to relieve Gavrievsky after he broke his collarbone. We saw that 75-yard shot right down the seam, beautifully thrown ball to Sean Askwee. So that's part of his arsenal that shouldn't be terribly surprising. But I think when you look at him, and I didn't get a chance to see the Whiteland game with you, but you did a great job of telling me off the air, even when plays broke down, whether it was conversions or whatever else, he just doesn't quit and doesn't get flustered.
No, he doesn't. He's got a cool head about him. The extra points in that game were odd, no question about it. But he makes the quick decision. He makes the smart decision. He's not overwhelmed by the speed of the game. And again, that's where you get worried about a young kid in his first action at that level. Is it going to come at him really fast? And the answer right now is not at all. He's a playmaker out there. And it's going to be interesting to see how Martinsville attacks him because they didn't see him the first time around. And he does run the ball a little bit more. Now, the first time around, Gavrievsky had 20 carries and ran for over 100 yards.
So yeah, very good.
Saw
night.
A running quarterback. But this kid's a little bit faster than Gavin was.
And that's not a knock. That's just true. As Jake
They're
Johnson,
just different.
Yeah, it is different, but similar. And I think that's the key, and that's why some of the continuity in South's winning streak has gotten there. When the last few weeks as well, South has lost some players on the offensive line. Have you seen that line come together and start working as a unit here in the last couple of weeks?
Yeah, I thought last week in particular it was really good up front. They ran the ball really well against Whiteland, but they also had great protection against North and ran the ball pretty well. And North's got a pretty physical front. They like to attack up front, and I thought they handled them pretty darn well. Gave Jake Johnson time to throw when he needed to throw and didn't really cause him a lot of problems. So I think the offensive line has settled in, and they had moved Sam Lewis from the defensive line over to the offensive line. They used him very little on the offensive line last week. So that's something to watch going forward, is how much they think they need that, because what they've developed on the defensive side is they developed really a two-deep rotation on the defensive line. And that was the thing that, talk about what you learned about last week. The run defense last week was really, really good up the middle. It was really stout. It was really hard for North to get going. And that was North's kind of identity throughout the entire season, was a straight-ahead eye formation running game. South really took that away from them. So that's something to watch tonight, because Martinsville had over 300 yards rushing last week at Franklin. You know, they're going to want to start with that and see what they can get done. If the South defense can shut it down, that goes a long way tonight.
Dave Novak's our guest this morning. He joins me on the broadcast of tonight's Sectional 14 championship game from Siderwitz Field in Martinsville. It's the South Panthers and the Martinsville Artesians. Chalk Talk at 6:30 with Dave and Coach. And 7 o'clock is our broadcast time. These two teams met in week number 2, and South was victorious 35-17. But we can really take the game recap and use it as kindling for our bonfire this weekend, because so many things have changed in 8 weeks of football.
Yeah, no question. Both teams are much different at this point. The South team was coming off a loss to Brownsburg that was really bad, and never really until late in the season scheme to kind of get their head together and be consistent. Obviously, Gavin Yeski was a quarterback, but the one similarity with the South offense would be that the running quarterback is still there with Jake Johnson. That was one of Gavin Yeski's best running performances the last couple of years. So you imagine that's still going to be there. Christian Paycheck is back. Chris Bamba is back on offense. So it's a different offense that's coming at Martinsville this time around. And as Coach Mo talks about in Chalk Talk, Martinsville has started to change their defense. They're attacking a lot more. They're slanting. They're stunting. They're just doing more games up front and getting after people, as opposed to more of a read-and-react style. So South's offense is going to see a different Martinsville defense. And I really think the South defense has been playing great the last 5 or 6 weeks. They're not a shutdown defense most of the time, but when they get an opportunity to get off the field, they're going to make it. And if you throw a ball up into some bodies, they're probably going to come down with it. And they've shown they can take it back to the house, too. So two very different teams at this point, two brand-new starting quarterbacks kind of highlight that.
And that's exactly right, because the Panthers did not see Jonathan Collier in Game 1. The senior is now under center for the Artesians. Plus, they didn't see a lot of Brandon Dodson, and Dodson had his best game by a mile last week, rushing for over 160 yards. That has to be the key, but I've seen Collier also, Dave. He's got a couple 4-touchdown games, so it seems like Martinsville tries to be balanced in their attack.
They are. They'll do what they need to do. Last week was a little unusual for them in that they weren't very balanced. It was so much of the running game against Franklin that got going. The passing game, only 19 yards, that's extremely unusual. They will sling it all over the place, 3 and 4 wide receiver sets. So they'll attack you on the offensive end, no question. So for the South defense, it obviously starts with the running game. They want to slow down Dodson and not let Collier out of the pocket, but it's going to be about tackling out in space. That's the one thing Martinsville is going to make you do, is they're going to make you bring them down and limit the gains. And if they can do that, then the South defense is going to be pretty happy tonight. But the South defense, like I said, playing pretty well late in the season. You would think this is something that's not out of their capabilities.
And we've done enough games together this year to know if you want to throw on South's cornerbacks, do so at your own risk. Quantrell Porter's 9 interceptions, we read today, third most in the state. Heck, I've read out of how many times he's ran them back. He has at least 3 touchdown returns for interceptions. Phillip King has a couple fumble recoveries, and he has an interception return for a touchdown as well. The secondary of seniors, that's a tough place to attack the Purple and White's defense.
Yeah, if I've got it right, I've got 6 touchdowns out of just their secondary.
Unbelievable.
Pretty amazing. Yeah, if you'd told me at the beginning of the year that they'd have more touchdowns than Christian Paycheck, I would have told you you're crazy. But that's just the way the season
is. Yeah, and Chase Washington had one last week, didn't he, as well? Is that right?
Yeah, he had 2 interceptions and took one back to the house to make it a 14-point game in the second quarter. And that's kind of a big turning point right there, because that really put a stake in them. You know, the Martinsville offense, they're going to throw a lot of short stuff. So, you know, South's defense has very much been about keeping stuff in front of you and making the tackle. When they get the opportunities, though, you know, that's when they're going to pounce on something. It'll be interesting tonight, too, to see how much pressure they can get on Jonathan Collier. This has not been a pressuring the quarterback defense as much as it has in a couple of the past years. But, again, it's starting to come into that. So if they can get some pressure on Collier, even better, because they're all ball hawks in the back end.
And you got a new linebacker in South's defense tonight. We saw him last week, and we've seen him throughout the year. James Bamba, a lot is going to be asked of him tonight.
Yeah, no question. He and TeAndre Hopkins, that's a position that has always gotten some pressure in the South defense, and this year it's been a bit more of a struggle. They haven't had the same kind of pressure in the backfield. It's been very good and very disciplined in run support and that sort of thing, and in contain and making sure they do their job. So really that's what it starts with James Bamba, is can he start there? Can he make sure things aren't getting outside of him, just doing his job? And he's been pretty good when he's filled in. He made a couple big plays late in the Perry Meridian game. You know, he played pretty much the entire game against North because the penalty happened pretty early in the game that got Trent Richardson removed from the game, and then he'll have to sit out again this week. But young kid, he's seen a little bit more action as the season has gone on, kind of filled in here and there. He's kind of a Swiss Army knife here and there because he's played a little tight end. He's got a touchdown and a couple catches there. He's on the recovery team, on the hands team for the kickoffs. So we had a one that he recovered the other night. He had a harder time with that against Whiteland, but he did it the other night. So he does just a little bit of everything when they ask him for it. He's been pretty successful so far.
And we'll see him tonight in action with all the rest of his South mates at South and Martinsville for a sectional championship. A little rivalry here that's been brewing back in the early 90s. And, well, it picks up again. The winner of tonight's matchup gets the winner of Decatur Central and Cathedral. That's going to be an interesting one as well.
Yeah, I mean, that's a phenomenal game. That whole sectional was scary to have to deal with, and luckily we didn't have to. But Roncalli, obviously, Cathedral beat them. Plainfield was involved there. So it was a pretty difficult sectional. Cathedral looks to be the favorite tonight, but Decatur Central was the one team that knocked off Roncalli prior to the playoffs. So, yeah, either way, South, if they were to win, South would host either one of those games or one of those teams, and it would be a very, very daunting task.
I think Decatur Central's third in 5A and Cathedral's fifth in 5A. Rankings we know don't mean a lot this time of year. You just have to play the team that's in front of you, and that's what the Panthers will do tonight. The South-Martinsville matchup, South three-time reigning sectional champions looking to make it four in a row. That'd be pretty cool for a senior class, wouldn't it?
It'd be really cool, and the interesting thing there is, you know, since the playoffs have started, South has never won four straight sectionals. So with everything that's going on this year, this senior class, this team has a chance to make that bit of history, which is pretty unusual after the way everything's happened.
And we'll talk more about it tonight, but the year they've had has been more roller coaster than smooth sailing. When this team was on paper before the season started, you thought, wow, this could be something that's could be historic in the sense moving forward. It could be, like you mentioned, in a different way, and we'll talk about all that coming up tonight. Chalk Talk with Dave and Coach Mo at 6:30. I'll join the broadcast shortly thereafter, and we'll have Martinsville and South for you on the air on WGCLradio.com, and I'll see you in a few hours.
Sounds great. Talk to you later.